Players often speak as though brands possess fixed personalities. Yamaha clarity, Ludwig breadth, Adams openness, German darkness, Viennese warmth, and so on. There is a musical reality behind this language, but it should be handled responsibly. A brand's sound is usually not a single magic material. It is a recurring cluster of design decisions, head specification, collar geometry, bowl volume, bowl material, hammering, suspension, frame mass, pedal system, tuning gauge, and the players and institutions for whom the instruments were designed. Official manufacturer sources document those clusters. Yamaha emphasizes controlled engineering, machine hammering, a pedal balance spring system, adjustable pedal resistance, floating mount design, and expanded size options in its professional line. Ludwig emphasizes balanced action pedagogy, profile collars, free floating suspension, head seating, and maintenance procedures in its manual. Adams documents professional models with hammered copper bowls, suspension rings, Dresden and Berlin pedal choices, and both Super Calfo and Remo Renaissance head options. Lefima and Enel describes a Enel timpani as a technical development of Berlin timpani and emphasizes tension-free frame and bowl support, hand-forged copper bowls, hammering, counter-hoot design, and detailed mechanism construction. Dorfler traces the Berlin timpani tradition to Gunter Ringer's refinements of Dresden timpani, including the long lever arm, lighter aluminum construction, and hand-hammered copper kettles. Taken together, these manufacturer sources document real design differences, and those differences are musically consequential. They do not independently prove a fixed brand sound. The same Yamaha can sound different with another head. The same Ludwig can be transformed by clearing and mallets. The same Adams can behave differently in another hall. And two instruments from the same maker may vary because of age, setup, and maintenance. Brand language is most useful when it points to observable design clusters rather than when it becomes tonal mythology.